The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start out with Carolina Theater in Durham. It's on West Morgan Street. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. By the way, the phone number there for additional information, 919-560-3030. Wednesday, October 24th, the Tenors Fan Favorites Tour, the Tenors, Victor McAuliffe, Clinton Murray and Fraser Walters have been thrilling audiences around the world with their powerful songs and outstanding harmonies. Blending classical music and contemporary pop, the award-winning and multi-platinum-selling band has achieved international success, showcasing their undeniable charm and diverse vocal styles, performing shows on 5 continents. Again, that's the Tenors Fan Favorites Tour. Friday, October 26th, Well-Read Comedy Tour from Dixie with Love. It's about celebrating everything great about the South and telling stories from a place of love. It's about dancing to country music at a gay wedding. It's about loving your neighbor, whether you have the same religion, skin color, or sexual preference, as long as they cheer for the same college football team. It's about leaving behind bigotry, but remembering the fried okra. Saturday, October 27th, it's Liz Wright, the daughter of a minister and music director in rural Georgia. Wright grew up playing piano and singing in her father's church. Thursday, November 1st, Take Me to the River, New Orleans Live. Gather some of the most influential figures of modern New Orleans funk, R&B, soul, and jazz together on the same stage for a night of unforgettable music. Friday and Saturday, November 2nd and 3rd, Show Jam 2018. This is a weekend-long a cappella extravaganza brought to you by the Contemporary A Cappella Society. Show Jam has hosted hundreds of talented groups and individuals from around the globe, bringing together top talent, industry professionals, students, and amateur singers of all sorts. Sunday, November 4th at Carolina Theater, Portland Cello Project perform Radiohead's OK Computer and More. Portland's premier alt-classical group brings a huge orchestral ensemble to perform a night in homage to Radiohead. Expect an evening of unique renditions of classical Radiohead pieces that wander from truly epic to breathtakingly intimate. Monday, November 5th, at Carolina Theater, it's Toto, 40 Trips Around the Sun. Grammy Award-winning band Toto has been setting standards in the music industry for decades, and 2013 marked a landmark 35th anniversary of their debut album, Toto. Wednesday, November 7th, it's Aida Cuevas. Thursday, November 15th, The Monty, Strangers. Friday, November 16th, His Golden Messenger. Saturday, November 17th, Sebastian Maniscalco, the Stay Hungry Tour. Sunday, November 18th, Music, Religion, and Philosophy, Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, 3 o'clock. Friday, November 23rd, A Motown Christmas. Saturday, December 8th, The Nutcracker, Triangle Youth Ballet, shows at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday, December 10th, at Carolina Theater, Charles Lloyd and the Marvels, plus Lucinda Williams. Tuesday through Thursday, December 11th through the 13th, Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Performances start at 7. And as long as we're in Durham, let's switch to the DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through the following outlets, dpacnc.com, the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street, or contact Ticketmaster. All right, Saturday, October 27th, the Choir of Man. It's a party. It's a concert. It's a pint-filled good time set in a working pub. It combines hair-raising harmonies, high-energy dance, and live percussion with foot-stomping choreography. Sunday, October 28th, RBRM, that's Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and me, and Mike, Ronnie DeVoe, Bobby Brown, Ricky Bell, and Michael Bivens. With more than 35 years of entertainment experience, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike are four childhood friends from Boston with multiple accolades and countless sold-out concerts, and but for the love of their millions of diehard fans around the world, RBRM is eager and excited to hit the road to introduce a brand-new version of themselves. Tuesday, October 30th, it's Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, the ultimate Fleetwood Mac tribute show, encompassing nearly 5 decades of legendary music and channeling the spirit of Fleetwood Mac at their very best. Thursday, November 1st at DPAC, Cody Jenks with special guests The Steel Woods and Tennessee Jets. With his smooth baritone and lonesome dark-hued country songs, the Saving Country Music Album of the Year Award is proving that country music empowered by credibility has made its way to the masses. For well over a decade, Cody Jenks has devoted himself to making country music that's equal parts uncompromising and emphatic, often giving voice to those who exist on the margins of modern life. Friday, November 2nd, Ron White, Taylor Salad is back tour. Ron, of course, first rose to fame as the cigar-smoking, scotch-drinking funny man from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Bob Dylan and his band, of course, an American singer-songwriter, author, and artist. Dylan has been an influential figure in popular music and culture for more than 5 decades. Tuesday, November 6th through Sunday, December 2nd, of course, Hamilton. I guess there are probably some tickets left if you are willing to really dig deep in the pocket. This is, of course, the story of America's founding father, Alexander Hamilton, an immigrant from the West Indies who became George Washington's right-hand man during the Revolutionary War, and was the new nation's first Treasury Secretary. Featuring a score that blends hip-hop, jazz, blues, rap, R&B, and Broadway, Hamilton is the story of America then, told by America now. Tuesday, December 4th through Sunday, December 9th, it's Elf. Of course, the hilarious tale of Buddy, a young orphan child who mistakenly crawls into Santa's bag of gifts and is transported back to the North Pole. Unaware that he is actually human, Buddy's enormous size and poor toy-making abilities cause him to face the truth. With Santa's permission, Buddy embarks on a journey to New York City to find his birth father, discover his true identity, and help New York remember the true meaning of Christmas. By the way, there is an autism-friendly performance of Elf. It's going to be held on Saturday, December 8th at 10 a.m. All right, also at DPAC, Wednesday, December 12th through Sunday, December 16th, A Christmas Carol. Ira David Wood III's hit musical comedy with a cast of almost 100. This wonderful holiday story is brought to life with great songs and tremendous heart. And it's been listed as, or has been named, one of the top 20 events in the Southeast. Monday, December 17th, it's the Beach Boys' Reason for the Season Christmas Tour. Switching a little bit to Raleigh, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Through October 28th, Carolina Ballet is performing Dracula at Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday, October 25th, Neil Brennan, three-time Emmy-nominated writer, director, producer, and stand-up comedian. Neil has become a force in the comedy world. Fletcher Opera Theater at 7. Friday, October 26, Paula Poundstone. She's known for her casual style, smart, observational humor, and a razor-sharp, spontaneous wit that has become the stuff of legend. Garrison Keillor described her as the bravest and best improv comic of our time. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, October 27th, Halloween Spooktacular, North Carolina Symphony's Young People's Concert. Join us for the annual sellout Halloween Spooktacular Concert, A Whodunit. The comical sleuth, Inspector Beckensteiner, investigates a concert where Major suddenly becomes Minor. The inspector suspects everyone, including the audience. Memorial Auditorium with performances at 1 and 4. Sunday, October 28th, David Faraday. How do you describe the offbeat antics of David Faraday? The New York Times called him a cross between Oprah Winfrey and Johnny Carson. With a sharp wit and irreverent style, the professional golfer turned golf analyst, talk show host, and sports broadcaster has made a name for himself as one of the most hilarious and irrepressible personalities in golf. Memorial Auditorium, 3 o'clock performance. Monday, October 29th, Dweezil Zappa, the Choice Cuts 2018 Tour, Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Storybook Tales, presented by Raleigh Dance Theater. Storybook Tales features the classic fairy tale Cinderella and Kevin Hankey's beloved children's book Lily's Purple Plastic Purse. Enjoy classical ballet and live music in a family-friendly atmosphere. Memorial Auditorium with performances both days at 3. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Light 103.9 presents the Lamplighter Awards. The awards are designed to acknowledge and honor individuals and organizations that are lighting the path for others through volunteerism and community service. Memorial Auditorium at 7. Sunday, November 4th, So You Think You Can Dance. This event features the top 10 contestants from season 15 of the hit show, Memorial Auditorium. Wednesday, November 7th, A Tiempo Il Soldato and Friends, Columbus Foundation fundraiser concert at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, November 9 and 10, this is a rescheduled event, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban in concert. Memorial Auditorium, 7:30, both evenings. Saturday, November 10th, Iron and Wine. Sam Beam is a singer-songwriter who has been creating music as Iron and Wine for over a decade. Through the course of 5 albums, numerous EPs and singles, and the initial volumes of an archive series, Iron and Wine has captured the emotion and emotion. Iron and Wine has captured the emotion and imagination of listeners with distinctly cinematic songs. May Mandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. November 13th through the 18th, it is the Jersey Boys. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Wednesday, November 14th, Highland Echoes, Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday, November 15th, Hot Rise, 40th anniversary. This is at Maimandi Concert Hall at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, November 16 and 17, Tchaikovsky's Pathetique, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Maimandi Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Sunday, November 18, Triangle Youth Philharmonic Fall Concert, Maimandi Concert Hall at 3. Tuesday, November 20th, Triangle Youth Orchestra and Symphony Fall Concert, Maimandi Concert Hall at 7. November 21st through the 25th, it's Apollo and the Planets. This is Carolina Ballet. Those who saw the world premiere 3 years ago couldn't stop talking about it. With only 5 performances, you don't want to miss out this time. The Planets will take you on an exciting out-of-this-world journey. Set to Gustav Holst's Monumental Orchestra Suite, this ballet will leave you breathless. This program will also feature George Balanchine's Apollo. This is all at Memorial Auditorium. Wednesday, November 21st, The Merry Elf, North Carolina Symphony Special Event Concert at Maimandi Concert Hall. Performance starts at 3. Then November 23rd through December 24th, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical. Of course, the beloved TV classic soars off the screen and onto the stage this holiday season. Come see all of your favorite characters from the special, including Santa and Mrs. Claus, Hermie the Elf, Bumble the Abominable Snow Monster, Clarice, Yukon Cornelius, and, of course, Rudolph. It's an adventure that teaches us that what makes you different can be what makes you special. This is all at Fletcher Opera Theater. Taking a look at Raleigh Little Theater, of course, the box office number 919-821-3111. Online information can be found at RaleighLittleTheater.org. Through October 28th, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, all about the land of Narnia. November 30th through December 16th, it's Cinderella. This musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. January 11th through the 27th, Measure for Measure. Vienna is beset with brothels and loose morality, and it's up to the Duke to provide some divine intervention. Shakespeare's comedy centers around the fate of Claudio, who is arrested by Lord Angelo, the temporary leader of Vienna. Angelo lusts after Claudio's sister Isabella, an aspiring nun, and gives her an ultimatum: give up her chastity or her brother dies. Her decision ignites an exploration of agency, abuse of power, and the intersection of virtue and sin in one of Shakespeare's great plays. February 15th through the 24th, Junie B. Jones, the musical. Also at Raleigh Little Theater, March 8th through the 24th, Bob Marley's Three Little Birds. Couple events coming up at Booth Amphitheater in Cary, Friday and Saturday, October 26 and 27. It's Theater Raleigh presenting the Rocky Horror Show. Then November 23rd through January 13th, the always popular Chinese Lantern Festival. That's all at Booth Amphitheater in Cary. Then a couple of things going on elsewhere in Cary, the Marvelous Music Family Series. It's all about family, and all shows are presented at the Cary Arts Center. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Nugget and Fang, presented by Arts Power. The musical starts at 3. This under-the-sea musical tells the story of Nugget, a minnow, and Fang, a shark, who get along swimmingly. Until Nugget's first day of minnow school, there Nugget learns that minnows are supposed to be afraid of sharks. To regain Nugget's trust, Fang takes desperate and hilarious measures. Nothing goes as planned. Fang is moping in deep waters when he notices that Nugget and his minnow schoolmates are caught up in some big trouble and one very big net. The musical starts at 3. Saturday, December 15th, Carrie Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. During this one-hour spectacular, enjoy a delightful, condensed version of the holiday classic. The Nutcracker Suite starts at 11 a.m. Also, the Marvelous Music Main Stage series at the Cary Arts Center. Friday, November 9th, is Hugh Bach Quintet. Of Vietnamese origin, Hugh Bach Quoch skillfully combines Vietnamese and Chinese musical sounds with North American jazz. Saturday, January 26th, Marvelous Music Main Stage Series, The Next Generation Leahy. And Friday, February 15th, Masters of Soul. On down the road at Holly Springs Cultural Center, Friday and Saturday, November 2nd and 3rd, a Storytime Pajama Party. Storytellers will read your favorite books and make the characters come alive. Enjoy complimentary refreshments. All are welcome. Recommended for ages 18 months to 10 years. This is a free event that starts at 7 on Friday and then 2 and 7 on Saturday. Friday, November 9th, at Holly Springs Cultural Center, comedian Jerry Carroll. Country comedian Jerry Carroll harvests a bumper crop of high hilarity in his fast-paced, high-energy show about everyday life. Saturday, December 8th, Santa Dance. This is Route 55 Jazz Band. Saturday, December 15th, Winter Wonderland, Holly Springs Community Band. Moving on to the Garner Performing Arts Center, October 26 and 27, Dearly Departed. Saturday, November 10th, Broadway Voices with David Burnham. This is at 7:30. Friday, December 14th, Jazz Dinner featuring the John Brown Quartet. Dinner is at 7, and the concert starts at 8. Saturday, January 26th, it's once again Broadway Voices, this time with Jeff Creedy. Show starts at 7:30. Saturday, February 9th, Garner Performing Arts Center, Rhonda Vincent and the Rage. Crowned, she, of course, the Queen of Bluegrass. At the Clayton Center, Saturday, October 27th, Roots and Boots Tour. The voices that defined 90s country music. Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, and Colin Ray join forces in the Roots and Boots Tour. Combined, the trio has amassed more than 40 top 10 radio smash hits and sold more than 25 million albums. Friday, November 9th, Royal Wood. Wood, a Canadian singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer, has established himself as a true musical talent. Saturday, December 1st, A Clayton Christmas, presented by the Around Town Singers and Orchestra. Friday, December 7th, Fabulous Equinox Orchestra. Saturday, December 15th, A Christmas Spectacular, presented by the Johnston County Chorus. There are two performances. One of them is at 2 o'clock. The other is at 7. Of course, the Clayton Piano Festival is still going on through October 26th. PNC Arena. Friday, November 9th, it's Travis Scott, the Astro World, with special guests Trippie Redd, Gunna, and Sheck West. Concert starts at 7:30. Thursday, November 29th, for King and Country, the Little Drummer Boy. The Christmas Tour featuring Zach Williams, two-time Grammy Award winners for King and Country, states it's family, it's hope, it's God, and in turn, it's the greatest celebration the world has ever known. Saturday, December 1st at PNC Arena, Chris Young, Losing Sleep World Tour. Wednesday through Sunday, December 5th through the 9th, Disney on Ice presents Mickey's Search Party. Wednesday, December 12th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Saturday, December 15th, LIT AF Tour, hosted by Martin Lawrence. Sunday, December 30th, the Harlem Globetrotters. Sunday, January 6th, Justin Timberlake, his Man of the Woods Tour. Sunday, January 27th, Cher, Here We Go Again Tour 2019. Monday, January 28th, at PNC Arena, Metallica, the World Wired Tour. Thursday through Sunday, February 7th through the 10th, Corteo by Cirque du Soleil. The Carolina Music Festivals, the festivals winding down for the season. October 27th, it's the Apex Music Festival. Local, regional, and national acts presented on three outdoor and one indoor stage as a benefit for downtown Apex beautification and revitalization, as well as for Guardian Angel Thrift to assist in the support of Alzheimer's research. Of course, the festival site is downtown Apex. October 27th, the Brewgrass Festival, that is in Asheville. The festival hosted by the Great Smokies Craft Brewers Association. November 3rd, the Shindig, and that is in Clayton. The small town gathering presents mainly Americana and bluegrass bands on two stages. November 30th through December 1st, Balsam Range Art and Music Festival. This is in Lake Junaluska. The popular bluegrass band from Haywood County presents 2 days of evening concerts featuring some of the top nationally touring artists in the field of bluegrass and acoustic music. Those are a couple of the Carolina Music Festivals coming up. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.